was opportunities only had for this, and wasn't want to talk about. So you had a question.
Yes.
Right. She wanted to talk about ovens, just milk and flesh sugar ovens. So now, I'm going to tell you what the way I approach it. There's not the only person in the world, there's different sukkim in it. But I'm comfortable with what I'm saying, and if you want to follow it, that's fine. If you don't want to follow it, that's also fine. There are two potential issues when you deal with ovens. There's one potential issue, which is that there's actual ban, there's actual splashing, there's something with splattered, etc., which obviously that's going to be problematic, and that should be cleaned up. That's not the main question you have. The main question you have is something known as Zaya. Zaya is known as steam. Most foods which you put in the oven will produce a little minimal steam. Minimal steam is not a halachic problem. It's only if there's a significant amount of steam. So even if you put a cake in, it's going to put, there's a little bit of steam coming out. That's, we don't worry about it. Pizza does not produce Zaya. Now, what is the role of Zaya? When there is Zaya, what is the problem? So the problem goes like this. I put milk in my oven. I put a very liquidy lasagna with cheese in it. And it's bubbling, and there's all this nice steam going into my oven. So halacha says that Zaya is considered the actual item. So that now there's milchika steam put all over inside of my oven. Okay, take that out. Theoretically, the person now put something fleishig in, which also has Zaya. So this wonderful fleishig Zaya goes, and they meet, and there's this union of the fleishig Zaya and the milchika Zaya, and now you have batzel b'chol. Next thing which happens is now your oven has fleishiga and milchiga zeya together. It's basa b'cholov, which is treif, and then some of the zeya condenses and drops back into your food, and now you have treif for food. That's the concern. But let's say, for argument's sake, that the first food that you put in there did not produce zeya. So what are you worried about? There's no milchig in the oven to affect the fleishiga which comes afterwards. Furthermore, even if the milchiga food produced zeya, if the flesh of food does not produce Zaya, so again, what's the problem? Right? The only problem is when the milk of food is not banned anymore, in the sense it's not liquid there, which is going to condense and fall into your food. It's only because the flesh steam is now going to grab that flavor, absorb it, and some of that's going to condense back into the food. So if the flesh of food does not produce Zaya, you don't have a problem. So theoretically, a person would use an oven for milchiks, something which is a non-zeya food, and then use something for fleishiks, whether it's zeya food or not zeya food, it's not a problem. Or if a person uses for milchiks, which is a zeya food, and then uses it for fleishiks for non-zeya food, again, it's not a problem. The only time you have a problem is something with the zeya for the first type, and then the zeya for the second type. So theoretically, what a person could do is say, well, I don't know exactly what's Zaya, what's not Zaya, I can't keep track of that. But if you always make up that one type of food, you're always going to be using covered. If it's covered, there's no Zaya. So whenever I put fleishiks in the oven, I always put it in a pot with something on top of the food. So I can use my oven for milchiks. I have to make sure that there's no be'en of the milchiks. So if I'm worried about maybe something spilled over, etc., I have to kasher out the oven. We'll talk about how to do that in a second. But as long as there's no ban, the only issue which I have is just a question of Zaya. As long as the places are covered, I can do one after the other. I do not recommend doing it both at the same time. That's already, the concerns of splattering are significant, and there might be some other issues about that also. But one after the other, in general, is not a problem. Kashering out the oven, if one person wants to kasher out the oven, so like this, there's interesting halacha that the Rav Gerum says you cannot kasher using Hagolah, which is, the boiling process. You cannot kasher from milk and stipulations and backwards and forwards. Because we're afraid, a person will say, well, I need two sets of dishes, two sets of silverware, I can just kasher, 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 kasher. One time you're going to forget the kasher. And then you're in big trouble. So we don't go back and forth. But that's only when you're dealing with hagola, which is the process of kashering through boiling. When you do libum, which is the heating it to the point that the metal starts getting hot, and you're kashering through that, which is how you kasher an oven, you can go from back and forth. That being said, it's not recommended to do it unless you wait 24 hours. See, the person uses the oven for milchiks, waits 24 hours, they can kasher the oven for milchiks to fleishiks. How do you kasher? So if you have a self-cleaning oven, if you have an older self-cleaning oven, So that's almost everybody agrees that's considered a valid kashrut, and that's considered liban, and that solves all your problems. There is a new version of a self-cleaning oven which comes, which is does not reach anywhere near the temperatures that they used to reach, because they decided they can accomplish the same thing with using lesser temperatures. That's true for their purposes, but for our purposes, that makes it more questionable. But that being said, if a person will put an oven on to broil, the highest setting being, you know, whatever, 550, then there's broil. A person puts the oven on to broil for an hour, you can assume that accomplishes also the libun, and you can kosher the milchus deflations and vice versa. If a person did not do that, in the case of the Bidi Abed, the person did not do that, and they put something in flashing and they put something in milking afterwards, so the question would be, is it something which is a Zaya item? So for example, pizza produces some steam. Pizza is not a Zaya item, it's a non-Zaya item. It has to be a significant amount of liquid to generate that. Did I answer your question? Okay.
Do you need 24 hours before you kasher?
When you do self cleaning, you don't need 24 hours.
Oh.
When you're doing the lower temperatures of the broil or the new self clean, I think you should wait 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Is 500 hot enough to kasher if you wait 24 hours?
Yeah, I think so.
But when you said a milchik food doesn't produce steam, does that mean it's okay to use uncovered in a fleishig oven?
Theoretically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if there was a Zeya
Fleishig item
in before that?
The Zeya doesn't remain, you know, it absorbs into the walls. But then when you produce new Zeya of the milchig, that's going to pull it out.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's what you're concerned about. So we're not concerned that there's this film of Zeya waiting there to come and attack you. Theoretically, you could do that. You know, I when necessarily you have to be careful with maybe there's splattering. If there's actual splattering, then you know it's touching your flesh and it's touching milk, because that's much more complicated.
If there's splattering, can you just clean it off with Fantastic, or do you have to kasher out splattering?
Kasher out splattering, because you don't, because anything that's on the rack itself, if it's on the rack, theoretically you can cover it with two layers of you could cover it with two layers of foil also would accomplish the same thing. But if you're not if some food you can't do. And some of the ovens that affects the heat flow, and it's everything the racks are covered. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be the pot to be sitting near it, or it might spill over and touch it. If your milk pot spills over and touches the flashing rack, you got a problem. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's why the double covered on the rack would solve that problem.
What about the bottom of the pan? If you're using a milk pan and a flashing oven, but you're cooking fish in the milk pan.
So, if there's, let's say you're broiling fish, right? There's no spillover of liquid. The fact that it's touching, it won't. If there's be'en there, you have a problem. But there's no be'en there. There's nothing. It's just a question of the rack itself has absorbed. It won't take a flavor out without a liquid. So there's no liquid there. You have a problem. If it's soiled, you're afraid there's some fat or something like that. But then you got a problem. So you double, you took two layers of foil. If you're doing something hard, for sure you're okay with that. And so that's my approach for ovens.
I'll still be going with questions, don't worry.
No, that's fine. There's a story, there's a Roman Cleveland, his name is Rabbi Blum, Shlita. He looks the part of an old-time European rabbi. He has this beautiful kapota with the velvet around over here, big hat, you know, big payas and beard, etc. He's supposed to give me a shit for the ladies, and he said some cool over there, and the ladies go all upset, like, rabbi, you know, you can't, that's not mutter. No, that's not mutter. So his response is, ladies, I'm not the Reform Rabbi. I'm not the Reform Rabbi. You know. So I just want to point out, I'm not a Reform Rabbi. I do have a reputation in regards to certain things. It's probably not true, but I look like a machmer that got me certain things. I was mentioning before, we had a there was a shadow which came up, so person in charge of the mikvah suggested that the lady comes to me with the shayla. She said, not a rabbi, no. I'll go through Rabbi so-and-so. You know, it turned out that Rabbi so-and-so was machmer, and the woman, the person in charge, called me, just curious. So I said, I would have been out there. I might look the way I look, but I still pass in the kula for most of those. But, I mean, the kula. We try to, the goal is not kumar kula, try to do the right thing, but there's no mile of going, you know, off the overboard. That's not a mile. Okay.